was getting some barbecue one time. I still remember this. A couple of few years ago. And I was getting it. It was over there in the hood. I mean, it was just the hood. But it had some good barbecue over there. When I went over there to get it, I went, and a lady was before me. She was in the window. She got her order. And then she turned away, and she looked at her order and looked in the bag. And then she said, wait a minute, excuse me. Hello, excuse me. I'm going to just say it like she said it, okay? Do bread come with this? Let me ask you this. Do healing come with this? Come on, come on, come on. Do money come with this? Does debt free come with this? Does my kids off of drugs come with this? Satan is a negotiator. He's tried to let you get saved without your money, tried to let you get saved without your healing, tried to let you, but those days are over. Bread comes with this. I said, bread comes with this. What we said about prayer is prayer is a declaration of your dependence on God. On God. I'm talking about true prayer now. And that he said, when you pray, say. So words have authority here in this earth. And the law of faith demands that whatever God will deliver to into your hands must first be declared with your mouth. Faith is based on the word of God. This is a key part of your prayer life right here. 2 Kings chapter 19, please. Over in 2 Kings chapter 19, this is when they were faced with the Hezekiah was faced with the army. Here's what he did. He sent some runners to Isaiah to get the word. And verse 14, and Hezekiah received the letter that of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Now, this is me now. See, so I'm going to take this letter. This is a letter right here. This letter. I'm going to spread it before the Lord because I'm going to pray this right here. This is what I'm going to pray. I'm spreading this before the Lord because this is what I'm going to pray. Now, everyone that asks, receive. Everyone that asks, receive. Now, I got to receive it. Now, I'm not receiving it naturally because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I'm receiving it how? Spiritually. So I can't feel anything. But I got to believe that I receive when I pray. So there it is. That's the letter. That's the word of God. That's the only truth there is. Anything outside of that will lead you to bondage. It's the word. So I'm going to pray this right here. Father, you said. Now I'm going to put you in remembrance of what you said. Say amen to this. All right. And here, he said in verse 15, and Hezekiah prayed before the Lord. Let's come all the way down to verse 20. And Isaiah, the son of Amos, sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, that which you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, what happened? I have heard it. Now, here was some action. And then verse 35, and it came to pass, what? That night. Here's another that night. And it came to pass, come on, that night, that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of Assyria 104,005. And they arose early in the morning, and behold, they were all dead corpses. Now Hezekiah and them didn't even fight. I said they didn't even fight. Now, where we left off with, we left off talking about this army general, General Patton, and what I read to you is a little of what he did, but I want to go back to that because this is key for us. What he was faced with is a battle. He was coming up, this is back in 1944, and he's coming against Germany, against Hitler's army. And as you know, Rommel and that army was they were international bullies. And so what happened is they're coming against them, but there was rain. And the rains described here were immoderate. And I had to look the word up to find out what it means. But it means heavy rains. So this is, there is a situation where you have low clouds, heavy rain, and it couldn't really move the tanks. It couldn't really do some things. And they needed some air cover, couldn't get that. So General Patton says, well, let's pray. So he called the chaplain in and said, give me a prayer for this weather. And the chaplain said something. He said, now, I don't know about giving you prayer so that you can get good weather and kill your fellow man. Patton said, you just give me the prayer and I'll take care of the rest between me and God. Well, let's look at the Bible now. Let's look at Ezekiel, in Ezekiel chapter 33. He says this, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked should turn from his way and live. Are you following what I'm saying? Turn from his evil way. God has no pleasure in the death of killing people. God is not out to kill people, but he's out to get the wicked to turn from his way. Now understand, God has ordained an army. God has ordained a police department. Now let's go and look at that. Let's go to Romans chapter 13 and verse 1. And Romans 13 and 1, let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves what? Damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God and a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. God ordained this. God uses the military to hold down evil. Now, what happens when Pharaoh would not listen to God who spoke through Moses? Pharaoh let him go. Pharaoh let him go. Pharaoh let him go. Pharaoh let him go. 10 plagues came in. Pharaoh wouldn't let him go. So Pharaoh got taken off the earth. God takes no pleasure in destroying the wicked. But if the wicked won't turn from his ways, you still got a God who is just. Well, that's not fair. God is not fair. He's just. He wants this earth to be at peace. And he's got peacemakers to make sure it gets that way. And the military are arms of God for vengeance against evil. So that chaplain needed to study that word and understand why God ordained this man and this army. Somebody had to stop Hitler. So he prays. He gets this prayer because the chaplain went to look up a weather prayer, but he couldn't find one in his seminary book. So he made up one and added the things of the Word of God that he felt was a prayer. And he gave it to Patton. And in the movie, Patton takes his helmet off and stands before God because he realizes that his commander is God. And so what happened is he prays the prayer. Now, I'm trying to get you strong. Listen to what he prayed. Almighty and most merciful Father, we humbly beseech thee of thy great goodness to restrain these immoderate rains, which with which we have had to contend. Grant us fair weather for battle. Graciously hearken to us as soldiers who call upon thee, that armed with thy power, we may advance from victory to victory and crush the oppression of wickedness of our enemies and establish thy justice among men and among nations. Amen. And that's what he prayed. And that next morning, the skies opened up. Now, I'm talking about everyone that asks, receives. Say amen to this. Amen. And this is very, very important that you understand that one of the reasons why you and I are here is to establish his kingdom in this earth. You were called for this hour. We're not talking about nothing natural. We're talking about bringing heaven down into this earth. Yeah. I said, we're talking about bringing heaven down into this earth. Yeah. See, the enemy, well, let me just show you this, and then I'll just tell you something. Are y'all still with me?
Yeah.
Now, he says this. He said that as a result of them praying, pestilence and famine have not touched us. We have continued in unity and purpose. Watch this. We've had no quitters, and our leadership has been masterful. This is because God has been leading this thing. He says, as chaplains, it is our business to pray. We preach its importance. We urge its practice. But the time is now to intensify our faith in prayer, not alone with ourselves, but with every believing man. So they made a copy of the prayer for 250,000 soldiers and sent it to them. Watch this. Those who pray do more for the world than those who fight. I'll say it again. Those who pray do more for the world than those who fight. Watch this next part. And if the world goes from bad to worse, it's because there is more battle. There are more battles than there are prayers. See, somehow we think that we could just sin and we can just do things and make things happen right. No, 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 no. Some prayer went behind that. I said some prayer went behind that. Listen, whoo-wee, y'all with me here. I was watching Billy Graham, and they were having a dedication of his library, and I was watching it, and it was showing Billy Graham, and he had a couple of presidents. They had George Bush Sr., he had Clinton, and so forth. Well, George Bush Sr. began to talk about Desert Storm. He got up and said a few words, and he said, when that came up, I didn't know what to do. So I called for Dr. Graham, Billy Graham. And he came to the White House. I said, you come here and you pray and you tell me what to do. So he came and he prayed. Now, this is just like Hezekiah sending to Isaiah to find out what to do. Come on now. It's the same thing, folks. We somehow hadn't put that together. The enemy tried to separate the pew and the pulpit. He tried to keep a house divided so you can't get that advantage that you need to get. Those days are over. And so what happened? He came in, prayed, told him what to do, and Desert Storm lasted a little over 30 days. This is all on the internet. A little over 30 days. Now watch this. I remember seeing it. And because the enemy has controlled a lot of the media, he hadn't shown that over and over again. But what happened was the enemy threw down their rifles because they thought they saw something in the sky. They threw them down, and they were marching by the hundreds into the compound. And by the hundreds, God will terrorize a terrorist. I'm saying we in some of these battles so long because the church hasn't known how to pray.
Right.
Say amen to this. Well, I got news for you. Things are changing now. Lord, teach us to pray. just like John taught his disciples. Glory to God. So now what am I saying to you? I'm saying that now God is going to answer prayer. Now understand, most of what belongs in the earth has not even been manifested yet. Why? Because it's still in the spirit realm. It's waiting on somebody to call it out of there. I'm talking about, when he's talking about whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you've received them, he's not talking about the possible. This is not for impossible. This is not for possible thing. I'm saying God has called you to the impossible. And where he's leading you, the supernatural is a mandate. It's going to be something that's going to be your normal way of functioning. And I'm just saying there's laws and stuff going on the books that are not supposed to go in them books. And I'm just saying, people don't know what they're doing. He says over in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12, if you put it up there, please. This is what he said about it. He said, there is a way that seems right to a man. Keep going. But the end of those ways, they're death. And people don't know what they're doing because they're making decisions intellectually. Well, that's not enough. Because when the devil gets you into the intellect, that's when he can draw you into his deception. Yes, yes. It's not the intellect that's going to lead us. We're going to be walking by the Spirit. Yes. And I'm saying that these laws, I believe that the saints of God are going to have enough insight, enough prayer power, and so forth to reverse some of these laws. And we're going to straighten this thing out. I said, we're going to straighten this thing out. Now, you know, it's within the enemy. The enemy doesn't want to let you go. See, he's a negotiator, and his job is to negotiate you out of your rights. And when I say negotiate you out of your rights, I mean things that belong to you, he doesn't want you to get them. Now, the key is that Jesus paid cash for your deliverance. I said he paid cash for it. Now, somebody said, I thought he prayed his precious blood. He did pray his precious blood. He said, silver and gold couldn't get you out, but my precious blood would get you out. I call it cash. He didn't get you out on time. He ain't got payments to pay on you. He paid everything that you would. See, the enemy, when he came to get you, he got you and your property. See, he wants it all. But we're coming back now because Jesus came to anything that mocks your redemptive testimony, Jesus came to destroy it. So notice, Satan's DNA, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say it, I don't care what nobody thinks about it. Satan's DNA is to never let you go. If he got you in debt, keep you in debt. If he got you sick, keep you sick. Come on, if he got your marriage problem, keep the marriage problem. His thing is to keep it on you. But everything that's been harassing you, going to let you go. Now, look at Exodus chapter 3, please, and verse 19. I'm sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. Watch this. And I'll stretch up my hand to and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And afterward, he will let you go. Notice, Pharaoh ended up dying, but it wasn't God's plan. He just wouldn't let him go. I said he just wouldn't let him go. So somebody who won't let you go don't have to give it up. They, one way or the other. Come on, we're coming into that season now. I'm saying we're coming into a season where Pharaoh is going to let my people go. This is a season we're coming into. Look at the next verse. And I will give this people what? Favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass when they go, you shall not go empty. All right. Y'all watch me now. You won't go empty. Y'all want the truth? When you got saved, that wasn't all you were supposed to get. They got saved, folks. When they came out, God said, now, wait a minute. I'm going to save you from the world, from Egypt, from Pharaoh. But I'm not going to save you empty. Look what he says in Psalm chapter 105 in verse 37. Look at this. Here's what he says. He brought them forth also with what? Silver and gold. And there was not what? One feeble person, come on, among this tribe. I'm talking about people who had been beat and been scarred and been everything. But when they came through the Red Sea, there was not one even hangnail. I mean, everybody was healed from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Because I'm not going to let you go out like you was in there. That when you get saved, I want everything done. I want your body healed. I want your money back. I was getting some barbecue one time. I still remember this. A couple, a few years ago. And I was getting it. It was over there in the hood. I mean, it was just the hood. But it had some good barbecue over there. So not pork, chicken. And so when I went over there to get it, I went, and a lady was before me. She was in the window. She got an order. And then she turned away, and she looked at her order and looked in the bag. And then she said, wait a minute, excuse me. Hello, excuse me. I'm going to just say it like she said it, okay? Do bread come with this? Let me ask you this. Do healing come with this? Come on, come on, come on. Do money come with this? Does debt free come with this? Does get my kids off of drugs come with this? I'm here to tell you right now, Satan is a negotiator. He's tried to let you get saved without your money, tried to let you get saved without your healing, tried to let you, but those days are over. If a thief be found, he's going to give up, has to give up everything that he stole. I'm saying God is about to bless you, and you about to see something in your life. Sit down. I see my auto spaghetti, but does garlic bread come with this? I'm saying to you right now, where we have been negotiated, here's what he said. Here's what he said. Watch this. Okay. I'm taking the Bibles out of the schools. This is Satan now. What? Man don't know what they're doing. They're just is running blind as a bat. They don't have any idea what they're doing. They're trying to work with it intellectually, and Satan got them covered. So it took the Bibles out of schools. What did the church say? Oh, isn't that too bad? No, wait a minute. No. Where there's no revelation, there's no outrage. But see, I'm giving you revelation now. And I'm saying to you that those things that were done like that, here's what he said. Now, I tell you what. Y'all go ahead and have your Christian schools. I'll take the public schools. That's why you got so much problem in them. But no, no, no. Our reply should be, no, I'm taking the public schools too. I'm taking all the schools. Are y'all following me? What am I saying? See, I'm telling you, you're coming into a time that the Holy Spirit's going to start moving. You wait. You're going to see that the Holy Spirit's number one job is everything that's been affecting your life.
that's caused delays and so forth, he's going about to deal with it. And he doesn't miss. This is our time. But we ought to stop some of these ungodly things from coming and then saying nothing about it. Those days are over. I said, those days are over. He said, you're doing more battles than you're doing prayer. And you need to switch that around.
I was getting some barbecue one time. I still remember this. It's a few years ago. And I was getting it. It was over there in the hood. I mean, it was just the hood. But it had some good barbecue over there. When I went over there to get it, I went, and a lady was before me. She was in the window. She got her order. And then she turned away, and she looked at her order and looked in the bag. And then she said, wait a minute, excuse me. Hello, excuse me. I'm going to just say it like she said it, okay? Do bread come with this? Let me ask you this. Do healing come with this? Come on, come on, come on. Do money come with this? Does debt-free come with this? Does my kids off of drugs come with this? Satan is a negotiator. He's tried to let you get saved without your money, tried to let you get saved without your healing, tried to let you, but those days are over. Bread comes with this.
Do not leave bread on the table when your full package has been paid for and it's waiting for you to receive. In Pastor Winston's powerful teaching entitled, Do Bread Come With This? To order on CD or DVD, contact us online at billwinston.org or call 1-800-711-9327. Do not allow the enemy any longer to negotiate all the benefits that are righteously yours. As a born-again believer, there's no question, bread and everything else comes with this salvation. Get your copy of Do Bread Come With This today.
It is now time to bring this earth back into the hands of its rightful ownership. That is the people of God through faith. Praise the Lord. This is Bill Winston saying, until next time, we love you and keep walking by faith.
Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443. Or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you.